Show, live on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
The Sully Show, Friday, just after 1 o'clock on Talk Radio 640 WGST. We get our weekly check-in now with Rick Limpert, who covers sports and technology. You can follow him on Twitter, his handle, Rick Roswell. RickLimpert.info, his website, usually joining us from an undisclosed Starbucks location, but a very boisterous one today. Perhaps by the names of some of the drinks that are being called out at the bar there, we might discover where you are.
Yeah, Sully, I'm at the home of Latte Macchiatos and Skinny Lattes. So it's like Grand Central Station in here today. I don't know what's going on.
Well, hopefully we can keep the contingent of your fans at bay while you do our little segment today. What did you order from the Bucks this fine Friday?
I'm a tea drinker today, Sully. I've been having too much coffee, so I've read about some of the recent health benefits of tea. It can help ward off the common cold and help you with sore throat, so I'm trying some tea today.
Well, we're going to talk a lot about health and health apps and gadgets today as we have our segment. But first, Rick, a little Starbucks question for you, or coffee shop generic question. Are you a camper? Do you go in and get a drink and sit there for a couple hours? I kind of have a feeling that you fit that profile.
I don't know if I call myself a camper, but the Starbucks where I go, they're pretty welcome. They roll off the red carpet for people that kind of work at home or that are self-employed to come in here. They kind of have a little section for us, and we kind of come in here. There's a few of us that I know that are in here regularly. We kind of commiserate, share our problems, and the folks at Starbucks, they have, you know, the rest of the store is for the quick in and outers, but they do have a little section for us. I don't know if I'd call us campers, but I guess you could use that term.
All right, well, you can see Rick's work in a lot of different places. He's on TV pretty regularly here in Atlanta, a couple of different stations, doing some segments with some of the news stations. Also see him in the AJC and everything Georgia Online at gafollowers.com. And, Rick, we are going to talk about home and health gadgets and talk about this blood pressure sleeve that works with an app so we can do our own blood pressure now.
Yeah, I know you know this, Sully. Blood pressure is the silent killer, and a company called Cardio, it's Q-A-R-D-I-O, they have a product called Cardio Arm. It's a $99 blood pressure sleeve you put on. You pair it with an app that you put on your phone. You hit one button, and it gives you an accurate blood pressure reading. You can save these. You can track your blood pressure. This is there's no excuse now for not having your blood pressure checked because you can do it at home. 70 million Americans have high blood pressure, so this is a very worthwhile product.
Probably something that's downloaded and used by people over the age of 40, say, and not maybe that teen app downloader.
Yeah, this is a very serious app. It's very well done. Again, anyone, any age could benefit from this. There's no wires. There's nothing to hook up. Put the sleeve on, hit the button on your phone, and there's your reading. So no excuse for not having your blood pressure checked.
Talk about this relief band. There's probably a number of different uses for this, but especially for people who travel or find themselves on roller coasters here and there.
Yeah, relieving nausea, relieving that motion sickness that's been a problem for people. This was originally pitched to me, Sully, because of the onset of virtual reality headsets. And when gamers keep those on for too long, they get disoriented and they get dizzy. So this relief band fits on your wrist like a watch. Gives off a little pulse. It releases that nauseous and motion sickness feeling you get. So it's also good for, you know, roller coasters, people riding in cars for a long period of time, anything where you maybe have a motion sickness type issue. This is a relief for that, and a very welcome relief for a lot of people.
All right, talk about the Mocha Heart. You can analyze your blood velocity with that. What exactly is your blood velocity, Rick?
Yeah, the blood velocity is a little different than the blood pressure, although they're first cousins. Blood velocity tells you a lot of different things about your cardiovascular health, from what I understand. So it scans your thumb, it gives you that blood velocity. The doctors can take that information, translate it into things. It tells you how fast the blood travels through your blood vessels. That's important. So it is related to blood pressure, and you know, the fingers are really the everyday indicator of a lot of things. So just by putting your finger on this, it gives you a lot of information. 149, Mocha Heart, MochaCare.com is where it's available. And this is something that doctors are recommending to certain patients.
Blood velocity. Who knew? I knew about blood pressure, but I'm just learning about blood velocity. I always pick something up when we speak.
I tell you, I hope you pick something up and you don't get what I had. So but this is why we talk about home health. This is important. I mean, we have fun on here a lot of weeks, and we're having some fun today. But these are real life issues and real life problems that you can monitor now at home.
All right, it's an app that will bring the doctor right to your door. It's called CallDoc. Talk about this technology.
Yep, this kind of harkens back so to maybe an age where doctors made house calls more regularly. This is now an on-demand service for healthcare practitioners. You can summon a doctor or a healthcare practitioner to your door if you're unable to get out. This is great for a lot of elderly people or people that are mobile. So it's different than doctor services that you go to or the minute clinic. Now it's kind of bringing that into your home, so it's a lot easier for a certain group of people.
And finally, wrapping up, talk about Dario.
I know you know about this too, Sally. You preached that. This is a big topic. Of course, with diabetes and sugar intake. Dario is a portable glucose monitoring system. So there's a glucose meter attached just to your smartphone. Again, it's read through that, but blood test strips are provided, and it will draw a little blood onto that test strip, and it will tell you about your blood sugar level, tell you how much insulin a certain patient might need, and then maybe other information about what foods you should be eating and that type of thing. So another product that's tied to an app. These are, we've had these apps now for years and years. Now they're starting to become more relevant and starting to become more important with things we can do with them. So I'm happy to see that.
All right. Well, as we wrap up and continue to talk about health, let's talk about the health and well-being of the Limpert household. What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
So we're going out of town. So I'm lucky enough to. There's a new golf school opening in Austin, Texas, and I've been invited to be one of the first participants in this golf school. So I'm going to do a couple pieces on that, and I'm lucky enough to bring my wife along for a long Valentine's weekend in Austin, Texas, which is a pretty fun town. So it should be a good trip. The weather there looks good. We're both healthy, so my parents are going to watch the dog. We're going to have a fun weekend.
Now, does she enjoy these media previews as much as you do?
Yeah, well, she doesn't enjoy the media part of it. She's obligated to do probably a few things with me, but then she's off on her own and she can explore. And a lot of these times the coordinator there or the media relations person will set up something for her to do and experience. So while I'm busy doing meetings and other certain things, she can tag along, but she sometimes prefers to do her own thing, and then we meet up for dinner or something, so it's all good.
You can be as jealous as you'd like, but Rick Limpert is going to be playing golf by himself on Valentine's Day. How about that, man?
I don't know if I'll be playing by myself. I might be able to pick up a couple people there at the course, but the weather, sorry, I don't know, the weather here's been chilly, but the weather, I looked ahead in Austin, it's going to be like 79, 80 degrees, so the warmer weather is out a little west of here. I'm going to try to take it in.
Well, I hope you guys have a great weekend. Safe travels to you, and we will speak again next Friday. In the meantime, be sure to follow Rick on Twitter. His handle there is Rick Roswell, and happy to have him part of the Sully Show each and every Friday right here on 640 WGST. Thank you, my man.
Thanks, Sully. We'll give you a full report next week.
All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, your undivided attention as we get cooking with Paula Deen.